Utah lawmakers are talking about restoring the sales tax on food this legislative session to deal with declining revenues. Advocates for low-income Utahns oppose the idea. They accuse the state of balancing the budget on the backs of poor people. KUER's Whitney Evans has more.
GOP leaders are putting together a tax reform package that includes restoring the tax on food while reducing the overall sales tax rate. The balancing act is revenue neutral for the state budget, but advocates like Bill Tibbetts with Crossroads Urban Center say it will hurt middle and low income families.
If you're earning $20,000 a year, half your budget goes to rent, and then the other half you struggle to pay for everything else. And so after you pay for transportation to get to and from work, after you pay for health care costs, after you pay for utilities, you don't have a lot left for food in the first place.
On Friday, Senate President Wayne Niederhauser told reporters a food tax is more stable than the general sales tax on goods and services, evidenced by the sales tax slump during the recession.
And then we've gotten rid of the substantive predictable base, which is sales tax on food. And we had to cut further into social programs. So the people we were trying to help, the indigent here in Utah, were actually hurt by taking the sales tax off of food.
Niederhauser says the conversation around restructuring the tax system began in part because of the Our Schools Now ballot initiative that's underway to raise income taxes to pay for public schools. Tax reform legislation is still being drafted. Whitney Evans, KUER News.